Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
WGN. It's Jones and Mike in for Dave Plyer. 312-981-7200. You can call, you can text. I haven't heard word one about the fight tonight, Jones. And in this fight, I heard a lot of stations and outlets talking about UFC 196. And we don't have to get into it, although it was everything we could do to drag our two Irish bodies into work tonight.
It was heartbreaking.
Is it possible to... Yeah, I guess you could DVR a pay-per-view.
Yeah, of course you can.
So if you don't want to know the outcome of UFC 196, I need you to leave for about 18 seconds.
Starting okay, now. I'll be back in 18
All right,
seconds.
See you about it. I want this, but after this...
I've got like 10 TVs up here. Like, how can I not see it?
You saw UFC 196 tonight?
Well, I've seen the highlights.
Oh, right on. Okay. Well, the low lights.
They're playing something right now.
The low lights from our perspective.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Two champions entered the MGM Grand Garden Arena tonight, and no champions left undefeated or without defeat.
There were new champions. No champion retained his crown.
Well,
his belt.
Yeah, McGregor didn't lose his belt, though. So,
oh, no,
so
you're right. You're
Conor
right.
McGregor,
true.
The pride of Dublin, lost to Nate Diaz. And we saw the fight. Jones and I saw the fight before we came over here.
Club
this is probably
West.
Why we're fighting a little bit more with you tonight, Baddish. An Irishman has to win tonight.
Well,
we can't go 0-3.
I married an Irish person, so that's why I'm always losing.
That's why you need to come over to Jones's. You know, it's a little oasis of masculinity in a sea of distress.
Yes. Yeah. All right.
And so we saw the fight. Holly Holm lost her title to Miesha Tate, which I'm cool with. I did not dig the pride of Stockton, Nate Diaz, beating Conor McGregor. But there seems to be,
that's the game.
Even though UFC is getting bigger and bigger and bigger, it seems to finally be crossing over, as it were.
It was at least, it was certainly with Conor. And I have to say, like, you saw him on all the media outlets, on ESPN, he was being discussed, national sports writers were all over him. And it was funny, you know, because you and I have always followed boxing, followed mixed martial arts. And mixed martial arts for us has really kind of kicked up in the last 11 years. We followed it intensely.
Yeah.
But you and I have always followed it. We just don't follow the headline fighters. I think we really could speak intelligently about it. But at the same time, it's still much of a fringe sport. Well, I have to say, in terms of the crossover appeal, at work this week, now it's me in the office, there's the owner of our company, then there's me, then every other employee of my company is a millennial woman.
Score for Jones.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Good for you, buddy.
Yeah.
No wonder you're always so perky.
Well,
all right. They
keep you young.
They do keep you young.
So it was funny, though, because I have always held on to this theory that women are haters.
Of other women.
Yes.
Okay.
I was going to finish that.
Okay.
I was going to clean that up. Women are haters. Women will support men's sporting endeavors, but they won't support women's sporting endeavors. That's just something that I've observed.
Yeah.
That they are more, they may look from a Title IX perspective at women's World Cup soccer players being paid less, and they'll want to talk about that in public discourse. But it's not like they're going to go race out to Lisle and watch the Chicago Red Stars play.
Oh. Well, and you say this from the perspective of somebody who is a big sports fan,
yes,
and a big sports watcher. Are you a watcher of women's sports? Like, you know.
Oh, yeah. I follow women's sports very closely. You know, it's one of those things, like, I have seen the Chicago Red Stars play.
Okay.
You know, but that's always been an observation that I've had.
And you see that the attendance there is not what you feel like it should be. You should see more
moms and
daughters there.
Well, it's
than
not even,
you do.
Yes. You would think that you would see more of that. And there are other instances that I can go into and explain. But I have to say, and I've held on to this thought that women are haters, for the longest time.
And taken them to task and encouraged more participation.
Exactly.
In stadiums, watching on TV, et cetera.
Yeah, where girls get together and say, so for example, if someone came to us and said, hey, there's a new men's lacrosse league, outdoor lacrosse league. Here's some free tickets. You should go check it out. I know you and I would go check it out if we were available to. If someone came up to your wife and her friend and said, hey, there's this new women's outdoor lacrosse league. You should go check it out. No, we're not into lacrosse, nor is your wife and her friends. They would not accept those tickets and go out there and support and go, hey, let's go check it out.
Yeah.
This is cool. Let's see what's going on.
I'm bringing my daughters. Yeah, my wife
exactly.
wouldn't do that. She'd say, well, my old man might want these.
Yes, yeah. exactly.
Yeah, you're
that's
right.
That's the point I'm making. Now, with that in mind, and I still hold to my theory that women are haters, but this week at work, I was sitting there. You talk about kind of flipping the script on the women are haters routine and also the crossover of the UFC. I'm sitting there and one of the girls at work turns to another one who they're good friends with. And she says, hey, you want to go? Hey, do you want to go to whatever? Big Jimbo's. They're going to have the fights this weekend. You want to go check it out?
Really?
And I sat back and I thought, well, eventually they're going to say, Brian, you watch UFC, right? What do you think about
this?
Yeah,
who's fighting?
Exactly. That's what I was waiting for. So I just sat at my desk quietly and I was waiting for the intro into the conversation.
Because you love Big Jimbo's, you know.
Were you in your shot distance of that they could have said, oh, I'm sure Brian is eavesdropping or something.
Yeah, did they know you were there?
Oh, no, I'm right there. Yes, I am absolutely right there.
Okay.
But what happened was, all of a sudden, this conversation among four millennial women busted out about mixed martial arts. Some of them, five, if they liked it, if they didn't like it, but they were talking and getting together about planning to go watch the event. And I thought, well, it's because, you know, they think some fighter's cute or he's hot.
Yeah.
He's this alpha male.
Okay.
No.
Judgy.
They go, well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They go, well, no, well, I want to see, well, Holly's fighting that night. So I want to see her go and she's fighting Misha Tate. And then all of a sudden there's this conversation about these two women fighting for the belt that's taking place right in front of me. And I'm like, I'm not saying a word. I'm just going to watch this fold in front of me. Dude, if you could harness the power of women when they're passionate about a topic and get them to rally around other women's sports,
yeah.
Women's sports might surpass men's sports. All of a sudden within this conversation, in the office, one of the girls gets up and goes, well, see, what I like about her stance is...
What?
Now, she's
no
not a
way.
Fighter.
No.
Yes. And
they
she
weren't,
starts...
They weren't punking you?
No, they never brought me into the conversation.
Oh,
they were
God.
Absolutely dead serious because the conversation continued on later. They're hopping around in the office place. So when they whip their leg around, she'll bring her foot around and then she snaps back up
God.
And then winds the punch around. And I was floored. I was floored. I was
were
like,
you excited?
I was happy. I was happy because it's not like when I throw out that idea that I think women are haters towards other women. It's not like that is a fulfilling statement.
Yeah, you're
not
like
happy
satisfied.
About it.
Like, and
I'm kind of
they
like,
deserve to be because women's sports
no,
are useless. You're not. You want them to participate.
My attitude is, damn it, women are haters.
And I wish that would end.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So it was really cool to see. Wow, the UFC's crossed over enough where these chicks who are always talking about the bachelor and the cute guy who came out and dropped off a check from his office place for his other business.
Yeah.
Like. All of a sudden, the script got flipped, the hate went away, and I just saw this total passion there, and it was the craziest thing. So I was really happy to see that.
And were you upset on any level that they didn't invite you to Big Jimbo's to watch with them?
No, actually, because once the conversation started to roll, I thought to myself, don't bring me into it, because I kind of dig
yeah.
that this is all happening outside of me right now.
You're thinking like, I'm so proud of you.
It's just, it's a cool thing. It's a cool thing. Like I've always, you know, I play hockey and female friends of mine, they play for the Romeoville Rampage. It's one of the largest female hockey clubs out there. And it's it's not like a semi-pro league, but they have like different levels. Well, every couple months they have like fundraisers and they have like these little cross ice skates. Well, me and all of my male hockey playing friends go and participate in this tournament, this cross ice tournament, have a great time doing it. And I've always noticed, like, boy, I never see any of the wives show up to watch the game, or I never see any of them go, hey, you know what? I'm going to go. We're just going to go for the first game, but I want to make sure that little Allison sees other girls playing hockey.
Yeah, that's like what my thought would be. Like, I want my children to see that they can do this if they want.
Exactly.
When they're paying for it. I don't want to pay for it.
I've never seen that. I've never experienced it. And how odd that the first time I really see and experience it is over women's MMA.
Over women fighting other women.
Yes.
Anathema to many, including me, years ago, a few years ago when they integrated women into the UFC. And now they're some of the most exciting bouts out there. All right, do women, maybe, I'll ask you next, Jones, if women dig fighters or if this is the Ronda Rousey effect. We're in for Dave Plyer, Jones and Mike, 720 WGN. Dave Plyer's out tonight. It's Jones and Mike, 312-981-7200. You can get our shows on WGNplus.com. Jones, you are seeing possibly that your theory that women hate on other women in a sports capacity, maybe there are some holes or some cracks, some fissures are starting to be revealed to you because you heard some women at the office this week talking about UFC 196, admittedly with a major fight, women's fight, on the card.
Yeah, but still, I've never heard that before. If anything, I would have expected them to talk about, you know, Conor McGregor is kind of becoming this crossover star. He's on the nightly, he's on like all the Jimmy Kimmel and Conan O'Brien. I thought, okay, well, that would bring, that's what's bringing the cross, that's the crossover appeal. Mm-hmm. That's what's going to bring him into it. No, they weren't really talking about it. Although I did, eventually the conversation did continue on and some of them were talking about how they did think he was hot or whatever.
Be that as it may, Holly Holm fought tonight, and she became the champion by beating Ronda Rousey. Previous to tonight, it was Conor McGregor and Ronda Rousey who were the two major stars in that promotion for MMA, in the UFC promotion. They were the ones that were kind of the crossover athletes, getting into Sports Illustrated, yes. Ronda Rousey, getting onto Kimmel. Before them, you know, it was few and far between, had that big crossover appeal.
Yeah, maybe a Dancing with the Stars appearance, one of those guys.
Right, Randy Couture, old-timer. Liddell. Yeah, right on, Hall of Famer. Oh, was it Liddell that was on there? Okay,
Liddell
fine.
Liddell did it, yeah.
He's got
and
the twinkle
Couture.
Toes. Oh, really? All
both.
Right.
Both.
All right, fabulous. I'm being put to the test in my Dancing with the Stars knowledge now. Do you believe that this was the Ronda Rousey effect? Women seeing Ronda crossover and now being drawn to the sport? Or is it possible there are some fissures in your theory and maybe it's not a hard and fast rule that women kind of don't support other women's athletic endeavors?
No, I still hold on to that. I still hold on to that theory. But I think Ronda maybe has created some cracks in that, which is good,
Right,
I want that theory to crack and fall apart. If I were to have daughters, I would not want to still continue to see that theory hold water.
Mm-hmm.
So perhaps it is changing. Now, I've only seen it happen once, but I'm open to seeing it happen more than once.
Yeah,
in any number of sports.
I'm interested if you have a story along these lines to share. We had a texter who talked about how she wanted to go see Candace Parker when she played at Naperville?
Naperville Central.
Naperville Central. And couldn't get any of the males in her family or household to come on out with her. And she didn't want to go alone. So she ended up not ever seeing Candace Parker play right in her own backyard. 312-981-7200. You can call or text, but call if you want. I'm interested to hear your perspective on this. So if it's not the Ronda Rousey effect per se, is it as simple as do women just, they dig fighters? Is this a fighting-related phenomenon, do you believe?
No. Now, here's, okay. In terms of the success of these, in terms of the success of these two women that fought tonight and that I saw other millennial chicks talking about it at work.
Uh-huh.
No, but now I do think that they dig fighters in terms of that kind of alpha male, you know, that there's kind of, there's still an appeal there about having the guy that would step up and like clear out the room or like knock out a guy in one punch. I do. And I don't get that because like, if you think like in our, you know, in our DNA, I guess it's there, but like 200 years ago when you were like making your way across the plains, maybe you did want this like masculine tree chopping, barn raising kind of guy. But we don't really live in that world anymore.
Well, you think that that is something that can be kind of bred out of you over time due to the softness of modern living?
Well, I wonder if it shouldn't be. But I still think there's this that women do hold on to that appeal. Heterosexual women hold on to that appeal of the alpha male, and not just big and strong, but like, there's something sexy about the guy that's got the tattoo sleeve that would step up and flip a table and take charge of a situation.
Well, I got to be honest. There are times I wish I had a man on my arm that could stand up and flip a table. Every now and then you need someone who can do that. Maybe it's not a physicality thing as so much as a, you know, some people just like people who take charge. I like a guy who's going to take charge.
So then, okay, then that's an interesting thing to discuss. If that is the appeal, and I know that the take charge thing is interesting and it's sexy.
And I wish that I knew how to do that, because then I would be more appealing.
What? Oh, to take charge.
To be a take charge kind of guy. Right. I don't think I can do the table flipping. It depends on the table, frankly.
Yeah.
In the green room here, they have
you
a table.
Can flip that table.
They have a table that is over, and I'm going to do something about it before I leave tonight.
You're upset about
this.
They
have a Blackhawks, a really cool Blackhawks rug, like a mat style rug, but it's pretty cool and pretty nice. And then they put a table over the Blackhawks logo. And in the locker room at the United Center, there's a giant Blackhawks logo, and I have not had the pleasure of being in there, but I've heard that the players will actually stop a visitor from walking on the Blackhawks face.
Right, yes. Oh, Bieber got into big trouble.
Yeah,
over
Bieber
that.
Almost got lynched.
Andrew Shaw called him out.
Some manly men almost took Bieber out.
Yes.
A Canadian treasure.
Yes.
In Justin Bieber. So how, we can't allow a table to be put over the Blackhawks' head. I'm relocating that.
That would be a very strong choice, very masculine move.
But
there may be some people out in our listening audience that would find that very sexy.
Yes, but that's where it extends to. I can take care of end tables, but that's about it. Wake night.
You know what? I think it's this perfect segue into hockey, because the popularity hockey has had and the growth of that sport, I think that's really bled into, literally and figuratively, into this sport as well. I mean, hockey is now one of the biggest sports in the United States. Who would have thought?
Well, is it though? Or is that a Chicago thing? Because it feels like it's front and center for us, even though especially juxtaposed against the dark ages of the Hawks,
right?
10, 12 years ago.
Though hockey has grown.
Is it?
You're now seeing top picks that have come from Texas. The Austin Matthews, who's supposed to be the number one pick in this year's draft, grew up in Arizona.
Right.
So you're seeing top picks coming from Texas. Seth Jones was from Texas. You know, Austin Matthews is from Arizona. Bobby Ryan spent some of his time in L.A. But you have these that are coming from these non-traditional hockey markets.
Okay, interesting. All right, well, and so, yeah, and obviously it's on NBC now every week. And so sometimes I wonder, are they trying to grow the popularity, or am I seeing it on networks like NBC because it's a reflection of what the public wants? So I'm sometimes even concerned or confused about what's the chicken and what's the egg here. Back to women digging men who will provide for them in some way.
Like, well, and I'm talking about like the alpha male, tattooed sleeve,
sure,
clear out a room. I would love to know when you're talking about like a take charge male, what is the line of attraction? Does it really carry on through to the alpha male, I'm going to clear out the room? Or am I off base? Is there the cutoff point there that doesn't really appeal to women anymore? And maybe it's just someone who's a strong decision maker.
Interesting. All right. And we're going to stay on sports here, but a little later on we'll get into it's sports related, kind of. It's donkey basketball. So there is more on the way. In for Dave Plyer, it's Jones and Mike on 720 WGN. 720 WGN, Dave Plyer has a night off. It's Jones and Mike. Jones, you're being taken to task for calling women chicks. It's a sexist term, according to texters. So I'm going to be a take charge man for once and demand you retract that term.
No.
Okay, then. Whatever you say. That didn't take long for me to back down.
It didn't.
Man lessons.
No, I don't feel that bad about saying chicks. If they say dudes.
Yeah, you say dudes, so you really don't mean offense.
Yeah, and they're all my close friends. No, I don't feel bad about
that. Well, he's a big Frank Sinatra fan. So.
That's right.
I am. I love Frank.
Yeah. Well, see, and Frank used to say, hey, chick.
Wait till he drops dames and gams on you, Badish.
Wow. Yes.
That's going to blow your mind.
Wow.
You're going to think you fell asleep and woke up in 1961.
I know.
And you're,
wide lapels.
And wouldn't that be great to be able to do that?
I was around in 61. We'll see.
It wasn't that great? You don't want to relive it?
I don't know. I don't remember much.
So we're talking about women... supporting other women athletes and even as to whether or not they support fighters because they like dudes who are strong, fighting kind of men.